Cella luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne abisci a ulo, i te va, i te viene sempre pa' calare dal mare bene. Se ci picchia bande se è pa' calare, figlio mio. Oh, mamma, la la la.
Yeah, and the bacalao's heating up out there, boy. Residential reality show going full blast. Who could believe this stuff? Ah, and people argue, my candidate's better than yours. What a freak show. Anyway, moving on. We'll get back to that later. I want to start with the economy today. Yep. There has been no recovery. We all know that people listening to Progressive Radio Network are very aware of the facts. And the facts are that only that 1% is gained from Federal Reserve policy that's lowered interest rates around the world into negative and zero interest rate policy, unheard of in the future, in the history of the world. There's never been such a thing as negative interest rates. Over there in the UK, interest rates were 322-year lows. Here in the United States, today's the big day. The stock market's waiting. And the Federal Reserve's having a meeting. And around 2 o'clock today, they'll announce whether or not they're going to raise interest rates this month. And if they do, it will be only the second time in 10 years. Interest rates are at record lows in the States. The facts speak for themselves again. Since Obama became president, 95% of the wealth is gone to the 1% because all the low interest rates do, it boosts the equity markets. And only about 10% of the American public's even involved in the equity markets. It's a war against savers because people have no place to put their money in the banks because you're not getting any interest on it. Back in the old days, you could retire on your savings account. Excuse me, and move to Florida. Anyway, going back to everyone waiting today whether or not the Fed is going to raise interest rates, that's what's driving the markets, not true price discovery. So, the other news, of course, was the Bank of Japan meeting today as well. And they, too, announcing their interest rate policy schemes. See, here's what happened. They kept interest rates in negative territory, and they're going to buy more bonds. They're running out of buying bonds. There's no more to buy. So on that news, the Japanese market went up some 2%. Just on the news that they're holding interest rates into negative territory and, of course, buying up more bonds. Has nothing to do at all with true price discovery. So let's put this into perspective. The markets go up in Japan when at the same time data came out showing that exports fell nearly 10%. And by the way, one of China's, Japan's biggest markets is China. So that means the Chinese aren't buying either. Now, the yen is very strong. So conventional wisdom and the prostitutes and the business media keep harping that China, for example, is driving down its currency so they could export more product. And that the cheaper the currency, the more people will buy the products because they're cheaper. Well, that's not true. To some extent, but only a minor extent, it is. For example, I'm mentioning that Japan has a exports falling 9.6%. So you could blame that on the strong yen if you're a business media prostitute and you speak on CNBC and Bloomberg and you're a member of the club, the exclusive club of expert pundits that get it wrong all the time but keep towing the line. And again, a prostitute is somebody that gets paid to put out the news as a press, as a prostitute is paid to put out for the client. No difference, only the act is different. So they're saying that the Japanese yen is strong, therefore exports have fallen nearly 10% because the products are too expensive. That's not true. It's down because demand is down around the globe. Too much supply, not enough demand, and not enough people with money to buy things. Because again, in the United States, 400 people are worth $2.25 trillion. Globally, 62 people have more wealth than half the world's population combined. So the money hasn't trickled down. To make my point, if the yen is so strong, then why are imports in Japan down over 17% in August? Down 17%. So if your yen is so strong, you're going to be buying up a lot of stuff cheaply if you use the metrics and the methodology from the prostitutes. So now the markets go up in Japan some 2% on the news that the Bank of Japan has come out with a new scheme. Oh, great. They're inventing a new scheme to boost their economy despite its long-proven track record of dismal failure. Only they could get away with this, just like the military. One failure after another, one disaster after another, and they come out with this arrogant attitude to double up on their failures, sir. Same thing with the central bankers. As a matter of fact, and this is a fact, we just heard a report come out, read a report from the Bank of International Settlements. This came out on late Sunday. And what it did is confirmed what we have been forecasting and reporting since 2010 in our Trends Journal and our Trend Alerts, that central bank policies, behavior, not economic fundamentals, hold sway over the markets. Again, if you look at the data, it's all there for anyone that wants to see it. But of course, people are blind to it and they don't like to see what they don't want to see. So for example, while El Presidente of los Estados Unidos, the Banana Republic, Obama, at his State of the Union address, chastised, quote, anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction, U.S. economic growth since the recession ended is tracking at its weakest pace of any expansion since 1949. That's a fact, folks. Folks. Yeah, I hate that. Talking down to us as folks, or you little people out there. On the dining front, there's a restaurant recession underway. Look at the data. The facts don't lie. The prostitutes lie. And El Presidente and the rest of them out there who keep peddling fiction and saying we peddle fiction are the liars. From Wendy's to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, growth forecasts have been missed. Businesses are struggling. A restaurant recession is underway. The numbers show it. They're blaming it, by the way, on the presidential election coming up and people's uncertainty. And they're holding on to the money. What a bunch of baloney. They have no money to hold on to. The market research firm NPD Group, they reported that visits to casual eateries fell in the last quarter for the first time since it began tracking them in 2004. That's right. Even slower than during the Great Recession, when the panic hit in 2008. The numbers don't lie, the liars do. The Trade Journal, the nation's restaurant news, they reported sales at publicly traded restaurants declined on average 1.7% in the second quarter. Now, what's the significance of this? Go back and look at the jobs data coming out to show you how rigged the system is and how they lie outright. Month after month, year after year, they keep reporting growth in the hospitality restaurant sector, waitresses, bartenders, etc., creating new jobs. How can that be when you have declines in the sector that are real? The numbers are fake. It's all a fraud. It's all a fraud. Look what happened with Wells Fargo. Oh, yeah, they're ripping off, you know, tens of millions of people by setting up phony accounts and charging them. Not one head rolls. Nobody goes to jail. But boy, they killed a guy serving a warrant yesterday down in one of the Carolinas. Yeah, serving a warrant. You didn't show up for your court appearance. Boom! But the banksters rob us and destroy our lives. And the frauds out there, like El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, the Banana Republic Obama, who lied his way into office, promising we the people, as a candidate, that those that ripped us off from the banking system would pay the price. Yeah, they paid the price. Executive pay through the roof. The too big to fails grew bigger. Not one head rolled. And again, I'm tired of people playing the race card, the gender card, and the religion cards. Slime and low lives come in all of them. And so do great people. And among the slimes and lowlives are that Eric Holder, the attorney general, that was the fraud attorney general under Clinton, a black man of note, who didn't prosecute one of the white shoe boys on Wall Street. As attorney general, he said they were too big to jail, those banksters. And now we have Eric taking his place, Loretta Lynch, another black person, not prosecuting any of the white shoe boys, giving them a free ride. Yep. Makes no difference. Race, gender, creed, or color, stop playing your cards. By their deeds you shall know them. Look at this fraud, that Wells Fargo. The lives that they have ruined, along with the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Goldman Sachs gang, one after another. Deutsche Bank. Name the bank of the major banks and name the crimes that they've committed. Show me one person of the top that has gone to jail, and only a few of the little people. Hey, look at that guy over there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, kneeling down with his hands up, and they blow his brains out. He was a threat, I tell you. The fish rots in the head down. It's the military mindset of the wars. Look at those pictures of Abu Ghraib and all the other ones in Iraq. The slaughter committed, and how the high praise for that American sniper who goes into a foreign country and slaughters people who want to get the occupiers out. And he's called an American hero. The fish rots in the head down. That military mindset has militarized our police force. The thieves on Wall Street. The criminality in front of our eyes. Hey, if I was a young guy growing up in the Bronx, and I was born in the Bronx, and I had no future in front of me, and I'm hanging out with the gang, and one of the guys says, hey, let's do this deal, and it's a dirty, rotten deal, a criminal act, and I said, hey, that's illegal. We can't do that. That's against the law. They laugh at me and say, what are you, stupid? Against the law? You sucker, you. Oh, you're afraid to break the law? While all the big guys are robbing us blind and breaking the law? From international law of slaughtering millions of people around the globe, drone strike Obama, extrajudicial killings, killing over 4,000 innocent people, according to human rights reports. Oh, and you're afraid to break the law. Oh, you're afraid to break the laws. The banks committed all these crimes and ruined millions of people's lives. Oh, and you're afraid to break the law. The fish rots from the head down. Criminality has become the norm. And unless morality comes back into play in this nation, you can see where we're slumping down into. Slumping and clumping. That's right. Clinton and Trump. We're getting clumped. Two people that the vast majority of the American public don't believe and look at them as liars. Trump, what a caffone, as we would say in Italian. Look at this guy. Hey, I called it a bombing before the police did. I should be a newscaster. We're going to bomb the shit out of ISIS. I'm going to build a military so big, no one's going to mess with us. That's a quote. No one's going to mess with us. And with Hitlery, it's no different. We're going to get those bad guys, she says. Bad guys. And no one among El Prestitutes wants to call them out on the terrorism side. Who created the climate for terrorism? Who slaughtered over a million people in Iraq, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, Yemen? Innocent people. Hey, how about the people that said Assad has to go, Gaddafi has to go, Hussein has to go? So imagine yourself, wherever you're living, and a foreign nation doesn't like your leader and destroys your country. You don't have any neighborhood left. You don't even have a city left. You have no state left. Everybody you love has been bombed to death. Or they left. You have no future in front of you. You're a young guy or a young woman. You think you'd be radicalized. Hey, how about an eye for an eye? How about do unto others as you would have them do unto you? How about payback's a bitch? Terrorism? Yeah. The greatest terrorists in the world in front of our eyes. Hey, did you see Colin Powell? Colin. You know, crap passes through the colon. Yeah, they hacked into his emails. And he called Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, an idiot in his emails, and Dick Cheney. I have to be proper, I'm on radio. Penis Cheney, the vice president, an idiot. This is the Colin Powell that sold us the Iraq War, holding up his little vial, or what probably came out of his colon, in front of the United Nations as proof that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. This is the Colin Powell, a little boy of a man. By the way you get up the ranks in the military is the same way you get up the ranks in politics. You bow down and suck up to get to the top. You take that guy Petraeus, another little boy of a man, General Petraeus. Yeah, how did he get to the top? Well, he married the daughter of the commander of West Point when he went to West Point. You think that got him up the level a little bit? So here they are. Powell calls them idiots, but yet praises them in public. Idiots took us to war. How about psychopaths? Why are there not any war crime tribunals? You know why? Because the prostitutes hate peace. You know what today is? International Peace Day. International Peace Day. So, let's Google in International Day of Peace, 2016. And let's go to the news. Not much there. International Day of Peace. International Business Times has a story. Peace quotes for International Day of Peace. Bustle, 3 hours ago. International Peace Day in Metro. That's 87 point, let's see, it's a website. Let me pick up the front page here of the toilet paper of record. The New York Times, the warmongers in chief, the ones that sold us the Iraq War, these arrogant people, they're not journalists. They're suck-ups and lowlifes and propagandists, graduates of the Goebbels School of Journalism. Let's see, folks, what we have here. U.S. ties Russia to strike on UN convoy in Syria. That is an outright lie. There is no proof that they did it. Russia denies it and showed proof that it wasn't them. However, the United States broke the peace treaty in Syria by bombing Syrian troops, killing over 60 of them, wounding well over 100 after the peace treaty was agreed to on Sunday. But that's the front page. Skittles post by Trump's son fits a pattern. A boy's body is discovered and a painful chapter closes. Bombing case points to gaps in rivals' plans. Attack suspect carried writings endorsing jihad. How badly is oil-rich Venezuela failing? It's importing U.S. oil. Let's go to the second page. Chinese firm suspected of aiding North Korea. How dare they? Philippine Senator Duterte critic loses major post. Istanbul, a lively avenue, but not like it used to be. Canada agrees to treaty talks with China on extradition. Big ad here. It's time for Macy's money. Yep, Macy's is not doing well. And what else do we have here? How serious civil war evolved. And why it's so complex. It's not so complex. I can tell you why it evolved. It evolved because of the crazy Saudis, the beheaders-in-chief, the Wahhabis. It also because of a pipeline deal with Russia going through Syria that OPEC, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and all the rest didn't want to do. They're the Sunnis. They have the Alawites and the Shia are the major religious forces in Syria. They're the ones that caused the war. And it's complex, is it? How Syrian civil war evolved? Has anybody go on YouTube? Listen to Obama. Assad has to go. Oh, isn't it great? We have a president that's saying what another president should come and go. Well, this guy lied his way into office and lying his way out and never did one thing that he promised. Hillary Clinton. Assad has to go. Samantha Powers, Assad has to go. John Kerry, Assad has to go. The United States, the facts are there, supporting Islamic fundamentalists to overthrow Assad. The facts are there. Why is it so complex? But we'll keep moving on. Rights group condemn pace and intent of Israeli inquiry into 2014 Gaza war. Ex-leader of Brazil to stand trial. Obama in farewell to UN paints stark choices for the world. Climate deal has backing needed to enter force. UN signals. Let's keep going on here. In appeal to voters, Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan soft pedals religion. Greek aid plea follows fire at migrant camp. The capital of Congo is rocked by unrest. Yeah, watch that one. That's going to be out of control as well. The president refuses to leave. Californians face stark choice on death penalty. Victim posed no threat to police, family says. That's the one where they shot that innocent guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And what else do we have? Minnesota knife attacker had only infrequent minor brushes with police. And what else here? Trump used charity fund to settle legal disputes, report says. Adelson focuses on congressional races despite Trump's pleas. Police force in Chicago may grow by over 100. Great. More militarization. That's it. Not a peep about peace. Not a peep about International Day of Peace. Peace is a dirty word. Prostitutes hate peace. It doesn't grab any headlines. 1 year ago, September 20th, we launched Occupy Peace here in Colonial Kingston at the most historic four corners in America, the corners of John and Crown Street, the only place in the United States where there's a pre-Revolutionary War building on each corner, the 1691 Person House, the 1774 Academy, the 1763 Dr. Jensen House, and the 1750s Franz Rogan House. We had Ralph Nader, Gary Null, Cindy Sheehan. She's the brave woman that camped out in front of George Bush's place in Texas for months when his son was killed in Iraq. Dr. Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father, renowned Buddhist. We sent out over 360,000 press releases over the course of a month. Again, an all-star cast of brave, honorable people speaking about peace. Gary Null, Robert Thurman, Cindy Sheehan, Ralph Nader, myself. Out of 350,000 press releases, international and national, we got the grand total of not one piece of coverage. And why should we? International Day of Peace is as dirty a word as Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.us. We used our own money, and it was well into the six figures, to launch this. We got some donations, but barely enough to cover minor expenses. I know billionaires and multimillionaires. Not a penny for peace. Matter of fact, I even rent to one of them. A billionaire's father is one of the richest people in the world. He sat in here with myself, Ralph Nader. Both said we need real money to keep this going. Zip. Peace. People say, well, it's not profitable. That's why. That's a cop-out. That's dumb. A dumb, moronic reply that I don't want to hear anymore. What, people aren't giving for peace because they're part of the military-industrial complex? The average citizen isn't protesting because they're a member of the military-industrial complex. They work for Boeing or Lockheed or Raytheon. Peace is not profitable. That's why they're not. What a stupid refrain. peace is not popular because people lack the courage. Let's call a spade a spade. We put the UMPIT together, the only peace program that I know of, with an action plan for peace. Go to our website, OccupyPeace.us. It's there for everyone to see. Close the military bases overseas. I began this talk today on Progressive Radio Network about the economy. None of the so-called candidates, they're fronts for the Bloods and the Crips, the Democrats and Republicans, candidates, talks about peace and their programs to restore the economy are BS. When you vote for peace, you vote for prosperity. Closing the bases overseas, what does that mean? Well, it means that the United States has spent an estimated $5 trillion on war since 2001. Can you imagine if that money went into our economy? I was in Denmark a few weeks ago, and I came back here. What a disgrace this country is. The infrastructure's rotted. The airports are run down. Filth on the streets. And I'm tired of this military mindset. I'm watching all these guys, you know, staying at this Admiral Hotel in Copenhagen, and they're bringing in all these ships. You say we're doing NATO exercises. These ridiculous ships. You know, they say that generals are always fighting the last war, and so too with these trillions of dollars being spent on the Navy. Out of the air, these things are blown up in a second from nowhere. They're obsolete. All these guys walking around with all their medals on their chest. Yeah, keep it to yourself. Oh, you got those medals for following orders really well? What am I supposed to do, salute? Yeah, I'll salute to you. I was telling my friend Patrick this. He's a gay guy. And he said to me, you know, Gerald, he said, they're just dressed up in military drag. He said, you know, you're right. What do I, all my awards I'll wear on my chest. All the accolades for my work I'll wear on my chest, show you who I am. So going back to Occupy Peace, closing the bases overseas, honoring thy founding fathers, no foreign entanglements. Instead of building the military, build America. What else? Hey, El Presidente Los Estados Unidos just took us to war in Syria, right? Ground troops are there. After he lied 18 lies that there would be no boots on the ground in Syria. And all those little liberals still love your Obama. Oh, liar, Obama. Barack Olaya. Oh, sending more troops into Iraq. Hey, no boots on the ground, folks. Go back. Go on a video. Go on YouTube. Look it up. Promised over and over again. No troops on the ground in Iraq. They're back there. So the trillions being spent to slaughter people and destroy nations on the Occupy Peace rebuilds peace and prosperity at home. But peace is a dirty word, not allowed by si prestitutes. Go into the newspapers, pick them up. International Peace Day, International Joke Day, International Blackout Day. So there you have it. Let's see. Oh, USA Today has something here. Massive John Lennon painting pays tribute to International Peace Day. Great. Now that'll the guy who did it, Wah, used 10 gallons of Valspar Optimus paint provided by Ace Hardware to create the piece, which is a tribute to Lennon's dream of a world without strife, war, or conflict. The painting will be on display in Central Park for International Peace Day. Great. Yep. That's it. Barely a note. Oh, and by the way, that USA Today story, that's buried in the life section. Buried in the life section. Let's go to CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Let's see if they have anything about International Peace Day. Let's see. Headline, gun, but no book found. Wells Fargo workers blew whistle, got fired. Of course. Discrepancies in the case of man fatally shot by Tulsa cop. Twin, cops demonized brother. Prince Edward Island school evacuated. Warren's epic slam of Wells Fargo, CEO, epic slam. Big deal. Boats carrying 600 people capsize. Bush 41 says he'll vote for Clinton. Who cares who he votes for? Who's Mickey Mouse voting for? Donald Duck. Oh, what we know about the Jolie-Pitt split. That's where my attention's at. Yep. Fox News host stumps for Trump. Not a word about peace, because peace is a dirty word. Not allowed. So this year we did not do Occupy Peace. We didn't have the money to do it.
Here's two pieces of good advice. Number one, switch to Geico and yep. You can save hundreds.
Let me see what else they have here going on. It's CNN. Excuse me, CNBC, other than the ad that just came up. let's see here. You're waiting. Everybody's waiting. Gold. Gold prices are up $12.40 at $1,330.60 an ounce. We remain bullish on gold. We do not give financial advice. I'm going back to what the Bank of Japan just did, keeping interest rates in negative territory and flooding more money into the system, in effect, printing digital money backed by nothing and printed on nothing. Same thing in Europe, same thing in the United States. So everyone in the market is waiting for what's going to happen, and I suggest if you're interested in tracking trends and seeing how things develop, tune in after 2 p.m. today and see what the Fed has to announce. Our forecast, of course, is in this line with many others, that there won't be any Fed rate hike, considering the weak employment data that came out. Again, think of America. Two-thirds of our GDP is consumer-based, thanks to the sellout by Slick Willie Clinton with NAFTA and others who sold our manufacturing bases overseas. So when you look at retail sales for August, they came in down 0.3%. So there was no back-to-school retail surge. Look at the service sector. Remember, we're a service sector society. Manufacturing contributes a bit over 12% of our GDP. Last week, this main driver of the U.S. economy, the service sector, fell to its lowest level since 2010. Go back to the beginning of the year when the prostitutes on CNBC, their favorite people that they bring out, the pundits. You know, they used to have me on CNBC. They don't like me and Bloomberg. They don't like what I have to say, so they don't have me on. Because it doesn't agree with the party line. The party line of lies to support the banksters and the criminal central bank system. They kept telling us that U.S. gross domestic product is expected to grow. But you know what? 3% this year. You know what it's grown at? Take a guess. That's right. A measly 1%. That's it. It's the same thing around the world. Lousy GDP numbers. One place after another. Japan, again, bragging that the central bank, the Bank of Japan, has a new scam. You know what their GDP was for the first half of this year? It went up 0.2%. That's like nothing. You can't even measure that in reality. Same thing in Europe. Despite negative interest rates, the buying back of corporate and government bonds at 80 billion euros a month, the GDP rose a lousy 0.4% for the first half of the year. All things are connected, like the blood which unites us all, Chief Seattle allegedly said. So let's go back over these numbers and tie it together in a globalnomic forecasting trend model that we've designed, and you see the greater implications. The populist movements that are springing up around the world, except in the United States. Trump is not a populist. He's a pop populist. Clown, as I see it. Again, think for yourself. That's the way I see it. I don't care who you like. None of them appeal to me, of the Democrats and Republicans. And unfortunately, voting for a third-party candidate, to me, I don't support it because unless they had a chance of winning. So to me, going out to vote just supports the corruption of the party. If there was a real third party choice that would have a chance at winning, I would be there doing everything I could if I believed in what they were saying. And the closest one that I see is Jill Stein. But when looking at the numbers, you know, it's not going to make a difference. And what it does, it keeps the legitimacy of voting. And you hear these people saying, well, if you don't go out and vote, then you deserve what you get. Yeah. If I go out to vote, what am I going to get? Trump or Clinton, Hitler or Hillary. So what we're looking at is a system that's going nowhere fast but down. None of the candidates have real plans, again, most of them, the major ones, of revitalizing the economy. And going back to the vote, by the way, and listening to propaganda, and I want to get back to the populist movement and why it's so popular. But they call it a right-wing movement in Europe. It's not. It's people want to keep their ethnic identity, and going back to the 0.4% growth rate, they know that the central banksters have only enriched the filthy rich. So going back to propaganda with Russia, all the news was that they had an election in Russia on Sunday, and only 48% of the people turned out to vote. Only 48. That's interesting. In the 2014 election in the United States, guess how many turned out to vote? 36%. But yet, the prostitutes make headline news that only 48% of the people turned out to vote in Russia. Not good at math, but I think that's 12% more than happened in the United States. Going back to the economy and the populist movements, it's based around the declining economies and the refugee crises in Europe. Again, no one speaks about who caused the refugee crises. They only criticize those that don't want to take in the refugees. And again, who am I to tell other countries what to do? If Italians want to remain their Italian identity and not take in other people. That's their business. You know, in the United States, by the way, during the Great Depression, they closed down the borders. No new people coming in until our economy rebounds. We cannot afford to take care of our own. We're certainly not going to be able to take care of others. So it wasn't a racial or ethnic issue. It was an economic issue to a great extent. Were there anti-Mexican sentiments? Of course. There are always bigots and hypocrites. But the greater issue was the economy. So going back to Europe and the populist movements, populism is a major trend. In the United States, populism is going to overtake conservatism. And it will also erode the forces of liberalism, because neither of those really exist to any great extent in the United States. So watch for the populist movements to grow. Again, it goes far beyond the refugee crises. And again, I'm disgusted with the media never reporting why the refugee crisis has happened and who is responsible for it. Staying on the populist movement, look what happened in the last 2 weeks in Germany. Angela Merkel's party was roundly knocked back by the AfD party, the Alternative for Deutschland. Again, anti-globalization. And that, by the way, was the major issue at the G20 meetings. The concern of the populist movements, because globalization has not trickled down the legs of the global elite to the little people of Slavelandia. So that the AfD party gained great strength in Germany in the last elections, particularly unexpected. They got 14.2% of the vote in Berlin, which they never forecast. So now they're becoming a force within, and they have many parties running there, unlike the United States. They never forecast the rise of this. This party's only about 3 years old. And it's true with these other parties around Europe. They're new and growing, but no new growing party in America. What we need are some billionaires to start putting their money into beauty and joy, peace and prosperity. Until that happens, it's going to just be more of the same and worse. As I say, whoever wins this election, we lose. Hitler or Hitlery, Clinton or Trump, we're clumped. Name calling. Yep, that's all it is. They're doing it, I'm doing it. Because there's no programs. Hillary gets elected, she wants to put a no-fly zone over Syria. Trump? Yeah, we're going to bomb the shit out of him. That's his line, not mine. Bernie Sanders. Hey, all you Bernie folks out there. He sold out nice, huh? Campaigning in colleges. Supporting Clinton. Calling her election a progressive movement. Progressive? Regressive. You got the pro and the re mixed up there, Bernie. Only 800 people turned out, according to press reports, in the colleges, in his two addresses. He's not winning them over, is he? Another sellout, telling people that they have to support Hitlery. The threat of war is unmentionable in this campaign. None of them are talking about how the United States pivot to Asia. The United States moving troops into Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia with NATO. Missile defense systems in Romania and Poland. And they keep poking the Russian bear. Oh, yeah, you'll be successful, you military guys. Hey, you did a great job in Vietnam. Oh, yeah, we only killed 3 million people. You didn't give us freedom to kill more. Hey, wonderful in Iraq. You had all the freedom you wanted to slaughter people, and you did a great job of it. And look at the chaos. What about Libya? Hey, how about Afghanistan? The longest war in American history. Why did we invade it? Oh, well, Osama bin Laden been hanging out there. According to the redacted 9/11 report, 15 of the 19 alleged attackers were Saudis. Made perfect sense to invade Afghanistan. So there we have it. International Peace Day and not a peep about peace. But we're going to keep doing our best to occupy peace, and we need your help to make it happen. Please go to OccupyPeace.us. Give what you like or don't give anything. The future's in your hands. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalata, picchia me. Mamma dear, come over here and see who's looking in my window.